2003, October the 4th, and here we are at 15:45 hours UTC. I'm sitting in my office here in sunny Southampton, surrounded by not one but two gorgeous young ladies. Sitting on my left we have Chiara Borgonovo.
Hello.
And on my right we have Tania.
Hello.
And Tania and Chiara haven't met before, and the idea is we thought we'd put this down as an MP3 so that people on the website could listen to it. Wasn't that a good idea, guys? What do you think of that as
an
idea?
A cultural exchange.
A cultural exchange?
Yes. Oh, good.
that's a good word for it, isn't it?
Chiara knows a lot more English than I know Italian, so...
I think we'll have this one in English.
Yeah,
then.
Definitely.
Oh, that would probably help, yes. I don't know very much Italian at all, apart from a few rude words, I think, that I've picked up from you.
Isn't it funny you only remember the swear words in another language?
It is. Yes.
I was talking about it with somebody yesterday night. I met this girl for the first time, and she had been down in Italy for a few months, and she said, "Oh, I don't remember much other than ciao," and then she said two other words, and then she went, "Oh, and all the swear words, of course."
Ciao a bella and buongiorno, said that away. No.
I'm learning various names of Italian food thanks to Chiara, which is good.
That's one of the few English that most people can talk. Either footballers' names or pasta and pizza.
Well, I'm getting to know some of the more complicated stuff too now, I think.
We could open a shop called Pasta and Pizza, couldn't we? That's quite a good name for a shop, actually.
Very good trade name, wouldn't it? Yeah, very good trade
Check
name.
Check that domain name, Garth. We might buy that.
Yeah, I'll get on it straight away.
I don't know, there is a fish and chip shop. I think it's in Shirley Road, actually, called The Chippy. And I always look at it thinking... What an amazing lack of fantasy. You've got a chippy and you call it the chippy.
And you have Papa John's Pizza, which is also Italian-y marketed.
Yes, the chippy for a chippy is pretty basic, isn't it?
A perfect pizza is...
I think my favourite in Shirley is an Indian takeaway called the Raj of Shirley. They do very good Indian takeaways, I must say. The names always amuse me,
Talking of odd things, one of my dad's old friends once called his cat Ugly.
Did he answer to the name?
He did.
Fair enough.
I just wanted a dog called Fire, actually. I thought that would be quite fun.
Fire.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be amusing, wouldn't it?
Or Bastard, or something.
Yeah, I'd probably get you thumped if you took it for a walk on the common here.
Or You Bastard.
Yes, or You.
Oh, You Bastard.
Yeah.
No, that's the name of my dog, I promise.
Yes, it doesn't bear thinking about. Well, I'm very glad the conversation has taken such an intellectual turn.
I suppose I've done enough thinking today.
It's been quite a hectic day. We must have done about 300 pictures, and I think you've trashed about half of them, haven't you? Yeah. They've been quite brutal with them. We've got some rather nice
Garth
pops.
Does strange things to my pictures. He trashes all the ones that I like and then looks at all the ones that have got something like horrible wrinkles or really fat legs and goes, "Isn't that wonderful?"
Do you know he did exactly the same thing to me this afternoon? Isn't that a lovely shape? No, Garth, that's awful.
Oh well, I give up then.
Maybe because he's a man.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing, actually. I was just thinking, I was where you were.
Wearing my serious hat, I think part of the problem is that I tend to look at the picture still from a technical point of view. Things like, is it centred, is it in focus? And something that's very obvious to you isn't obvious to me.
And you also may look at it from a retro sense of view as well, because the retro the retro shape was a lot different to the shape that is kind of in the 60s shape, and 70s shape was a lot different to the shape that is kind of marketed these days now.
I must confess, I do like the curvy, photographing the curvy shape. I find quite attractive, really.
I think actually you had a point, because I look at pictures from the point of view of how do I look.
Yeah.
So I don't like pictures in which I've got lines around my mouth because I was smiling for the last 50 pictures and then I have one serious one. Where instead I tend to like more the ones in which I look sexy, where instead Garth likes the ones in which I smile. Mm. But it's all because I look at the way I look, where instead I had a friend here once modeling, and the picture of herself she liked the most was slightly out of focus and slightly overexposed, but it was really fun and it was really her. Mm. So she loved it, and Garth was going to trash it because it was out of focus. Yeah,
absolutely. It was technically inferior. Yes, very strange. Yeah.
Where he said, "I don't even care if they are not centered, because I know I can crop them and stuff.
Mm.
And I probably would if I was going to use them anyway. So I look at how I look, and Garth looks at, like, if the lighting is right.
I think it's what photographers tend to do, I'm afraid. Now, ladies, I don't want to draw this conversation to a close, but I think you have a train to catch fairly shortly, don't you?
I do. Just 5 minutes to five.
All right. Well, thank you both very much indeed for being recorded.
Thank you.
And let's get you to your train on time.
Yes.